Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. Truthfulness, fulfilling trust, purity of the soul, and contentment with the decreed are among the qualities of the believers. On the other hand, lying, betrayal, greedy ambition, and deceit are signs of the hypocrites, Allah Almighty says. And of the people is he whose speech pleases you in worldly life, and he calls Allah to witness as to what is in his heart. Yet he is the fiercest of opponents. They have exchanged guidance for misguidance, forgiveness for punishment, the eternal for the temporary, thus becoming among those who have strayed. Through their wrongdoing and indulgence in lying, they exited from being among those addressed by Allah's words, O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true. The prevalence of lying and the scarcity of truthfulness is a plague that if it spreads within a society, undermines its pillars of safety, destroys its foundations of stability, and turns the tranquility of its members into anxiety and their happiness into misery. This is because the well-being of a society depends on the trust among its members. Imagine someone living in a society full of liars. How would their life be? They would not trust anything that they heard, nor would they trust the one reporting it until they verified it for themselves. They would not be satisfied with the answer to any of their questions until they probe the one answering. Because they do not trust anyone's actions or words, they would not feel secure in dealing with their families and neighbors, nor in buying or selling, nor within their offices and workplaces. In such a bleak environment, could a Muslim live a productive life, let alone have a happy and tranquil life? The advancement, prosperity, safety, and tranquility of a Muslim society depends upon the prevalence of truthfulness among its members. All of this is tied to the spread of trust and the minimization of lying to the greatest extent possible in their interactions, media, schools, and in all aspects of their lives. The Prophet urged truthfulness because it is a foundation of good character and leads to it. It is a sign of uprightness for those possessing it. Through truthfulness, one reaches the ranks of the righteous, and by it one is saved from all evils. Moreover, blessings are tied to truthfulness. The Prophet said, the buyer and the seller have the option to cancel the transaction as long as they have not parted. If they are truthful and disclose the defects, they will be blessed in their transaction. But if they lie and conceal the defects, the blessing of their transaction will be wiped out. Therefore, you will not find someone who is honest in their dealings except that their provision is abundant, and through their truthfulness they attain honor and good reputation, and people compete to deal with them. For both friend and foe trust the word of an honest person. The trustworthy, honest individual is entrusted with wealth, rights, and secrets. If they stumble or make a mistake, their honesty serves as an accepted intercessor. On the other hand, a liar is not entrusted with even the smallest amount, and even if they are truthful at times, it holds no weight, nor does it bring trust or reassurance. Allah the Exalted mentions the brothers of Yusuf when they said to their father, O our father, indeed your son has stolen, and we testify only to what we know, and we were not witnesses of the unseen. And ask the city in which we were and the caravan in which we came, and indeed we are truthful. He said, rather your souls have enticed you to something, so patience is most fitting. Perhaps Allah will bring them to me all together. Their truthfulness in this instance was invalidated by the earlier lie about Yusuf, a wolf devoured him. Moreover, consider one who's accustomed to lying until it becomes a habit. Do you think that they would ever tell the truth even once? Honesty forms a basis of strong covenants and reassures hearts. Whoever is truthful in their speech is beloved by Allah and the people and is cherished and trustworthy. Their testimony is accurate, their judgment is just, and their dealings are beneficial. Whoever is truthful in their deeds stays far away from hypocrisy and showing off. Their prayer, charity, fasting and pilgrimage, knowledge are all for the sake of Allah alone, without seeking any deception or trickery, nor expecting any reward or gratitude from anyone. They speak the truth even if it is bitter, and are not swayed by the blame of the blamers. Their truthfulness in words and deeds is the alignment of their outward appearance with their inner reality, and their actions verify their words. The scholars who have inherited the mission of the prophets in conveying the religion must be truthful and righteous examples in striving for truthfulness in their words and actions. They must act according to the knowledge that they possess and the religion that they transmit. As Allah Almighty says, "Be pious scholars of the Lord because of what you have taught of the scripture and because of what you have studied." The merchant who hopes for a blessed prophet must ensure truthfulness in both word and action. They should not promote their goods through lies and false oaths, for such actions erode their earnings and remove blessings from their profits. And professionals in any trade, and craftsmen in any field or industry, must strive for honesty in their words and actions, not making claims contrary to reality and disproven by the truth. The public servant entrusted with the affairs of their country, no matter how high their responsibility or how wide their influence or how complex their responsibilities, must strive for honesty in the reports and recommendations that they provide to those in authority. They should not report anything other than the truth, nor should they distort, favor, or flatter some at the expense of others. Their responsibility before Allah is great, and they will be held accountable for any wrongdoing or misrepresentations. The Prophet ﷺ said, "All of you are guardians and are responsible for your wards." Likewise, those who engage in media or spread news through any means must ensure that they are truthful in what they convey and narrate, and not spread lies or falsehoods. For when lies are broadcasted and falsehoods are disseminated, their dangers increase and their harm multiplies. Because of this, Allah multiplies their punishment. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said in a lengthy hadith, "I saw tonight two men who came to me and said, 'Indeed, the one you saw with his jaw being torn apart is a liar. He tells a lie which reaches the horizons, and it will be done to him like that until the day of resurrection.'" Allah commanded His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask him to grant him an honorable entrance and an honorable exit, as He Almighty said, "And say, 'My Lord, cause me to enter a sound entrance and to exit a sound exit, and grant me from yourself a supporting authority.'" And He Almighty informed about His close friend Ibrahim by saying, "And grant me a mention of reputation of honor among later generations." And He Almighty gave glad tidings to His faithful servant, saying, "And give good tidings to those who believe that they will have a firm precedence of honor with their Lord. But the disbelievers say, 'Indeed, this is an obvious magician.' Indeed, the righteous will be among gardens and rivers in a seat of honor near a sovereign perfect in ability. These five things, an honorable entrance, an honorable exit, an honorable mention, an honorable status with their Lord, and a seat of honor, all embody the enduring truth connected to Allah, leading to Him, and they represent what is said and done for the sake of Allah Almighty alone. Our righteous predecessors, may Allah be pleased with them, walked on this path and this straight approach. They set the most wonderful examples for us, reached the peaks of heroism, illuminated the darkness with their honesty, and drew for us the aspects of honesty on pages of light. Consider Anas bin An-Nadr, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, 'By Allah, if Allah allows me to participate in a campaign with His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He will see what I will do.' He witnessed the Battle of Uhud, and when Sa'd ibn Mu'adh met him, he asked, 'Where are you going?' He replied, 'I can smell the fragrance of paradise from beyond Uhud.' He fought until he was martyred and was found with over 80 wounds from arrows, swords, and spears. Then the verse was revealed, 'Among the believers are men true to what they promised Allah. Among them is he who has fulfilled his vow, and among them is he who awaits. And they did not alter the terms of their commitment by any alteration.' And consider Ka'b bin Malik, who spoke the truth about his failure to join the Battle of Tabuk, and was among the three who were left behind until the earth, despite its vastness, became narrow for them, and their souls became distressed. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, 'Rejoice in the best day that has ever come to you since your mother gave birth to you.' He said, I asked, Is this from you, O Messenger of Allah, or from Allah? He replied, No, rather it is from Allah. So I said, O Messenger of Allah, Allah has saved me because of my truthfulness, and as part of my repentance, I shall speak only the truth as long as I live. By Allah, I am not aware of any Muslim whom Allah has blessed for speaking the truth more than myself. Since I mentioned that to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until this day, I have never deliberately told a lie, and I hope that Allah will protect me for the rest of my life. Umar bin al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, said, Stick to the truth even if it kills you. So we should be honest in all of our actions and words, and this is not difficult for the sincere Muslim to achieve. Allah Almighty says, If they had been true to Allah, it would have been better for them. In addition to the virtues and praiseworthy qualities that Islam instills in souls as a means of righteousness and reform, there are also shortcomings and vices that Islam combats, because they can lead to downfall of the individual and the moral degradation of the soul. Chief among these vices is lying, which is one of the ugliest shortcomings and the worst of vices. Allah the Exalted warned against it by saying, They only invent falsehood who do not believe in the verses of Allah, and it is those who are the liars. Allah has also associated lying with the worship of idols, saying, So avoid the uncleanliness of idols and avoid false statement. After this, is there any path left for a believer to take lying as a way for their behavior, a method for their life or desires, or a rope to climb towards their goals? This is why Islam has waged a relentless war against lying in all of its forms and manifestations. It was said to the Prophet ﷺ, Can a believer be a coward? He said, Yes. It was said to him, Can a believer be stingy? He said, Yes. It was said to him, Can a believer be a liar? He said, No. May Allah Almighty make us among the truthful and grant us an honorable entrance and an honorable exit and an honorable mention and an honorable status and a seat of honor. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.